Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Blue Jackets will be buzzing around downtown Lexington next week as the Kentucky State FFA Convention gets underway at Rupp Arena. Matt Colliff, Kentucky FFA Executive Secretary.
Our 87th Kentucky FFA State Convention is coming up June 7th through the 9th in Lexington. It's the biggest event we put on all year. We'll have about 2,500 FFA members and advisors and guests there, so we're looking forward to that. Always a great time.
FFA is an intercurricular student organization for those interested in agriculture and leadership. Colliff says voluntary FFA membership ebbs and flows with the interests of the students.
You know, Mike, we feel like we're going into this convention as strong as we ever have. Our officers this year set a goal to top 15,000 members. We think we're on track to do that. We won't know for a few more weeks, but right now it looks like we could have the largest membership this year that we've had since the 1970s, so we're pretty excited about that.
Ann Colliff says the interests of the students in some ways mirror the interests of the general population, and they adjust their educational offerings to take that into account.
Well, I think there's several things. One, agricultural education over the last several years has broadened the tent, I guess, broadened the appeal. We've looked at horticulture and all the different areas, food science, all the different pieces that are agriculture but are not traditional farming. That obviously appeals to a broader group.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, the steak is amazing. Where'd you get your beef?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Pettit family from Webster County, Kentucky.
We started out raising commercial cattle. It is it's a calling.
It's a way of life.
That's the natural progression, you know, a way of life.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table for our supper at night is a good product.
We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky.
Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Back with Kentucky FFA Executive Director Matt Colliff with their state convention running next Thursday through Saturday. A busy time for sure.
It certainly is. We'll have our state contest finals, so lots of competitions going on. We also have some great motivational speakers. We'll have one of our national FFA officers in. We'll have a nationally recognized motivational speaker, Scott Bakovich, in.
And he got back to his earlier point on their educational expansion in food science and its impact on FFA at the local level.
I think also there's just more interest in food and food production and where our food comes from than there's been in a long time. And so we're seeing resurgence in urban areas. Have a new program this year at Moore High School in Louisville. Seneca High School is not a new program, but they've had explosive growth over the last 5 or 6 years. Some new programs in Eastern Kentucky. So a lot of different factors driving that growth, we think.
The State FFA Convention next week in Lexington. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.